Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. Words have always fascinated me. By defining a word, we are saying not only what it is, but also what it is not. Our perceptions are based on the definition of the words we use. Take the word meek. According to our contemporary definition, meek means weak, lowly, humble, patient, quiet. These are not the words you would normally associate with someone who is going to inherit the earth. I guess one way to look at it is that if you remove yourself from the stresses of everyday life, you can live a quiet life, work the land, and not be bothered by the outside world. Since you are working the land, perhaps you have inherited that spot on earth. Seems a bit of a stretch to me. But what if we define meek in terms of its meaning 2,000 years ago? Praus, that's the word the Greeks used, the word that was translated as meek. But their definition did not mean one of weakness. Rather, it was one of strength, controlling our nature to do more, to be more, to give more. The story has been told that the Greeks used this word to describe their war horses. They would take wild, rambunctious, aggressive horses and train them to control those characteristics and focus all that energy on being a horse trained for war, controlled by soft touch of the rider, charging forward without fear. A war horse was referred to as praus, meek, because it had to learn to control its nature. Christ was meek. He did not use his power and authority to force or coerce others to follow. He took abuse, both verbal and physical, but did not strike out. He let the way he lived his life be an example of the power of meekness. 11 meek men with power from the Holy Spirit changed the world. Gandhi and Martin Luther King are but two contemporary examples of those who brought about change not through powers defined by others, but by being meek in the face of aggression and hostility. Being meek means controlling our passions, our emotions, ourselves. Being meek means doing what we should do, not what we can do. Being meek means following the example of the life of Jesus. Love our neighbors, care for the sick, help those less fortunate, share the good news. Being meek relies on inner strength, not outward strength. Being meek means putting others before self. It takes strength to be meek in a world where success is often measured by the accumulation of material goods, focused on worldly ideas, focusing more on faith in man than faith in God. Being meek also means being humble, not viewing ourselves as superior to others, not using title or position to enhance our power or position, not assuming we are always right, being willing to admit mistakes. Today's world seems to emphasize the self-centered, the boastful, the egotistical, and the arrogant. It seems that the less we know, the more confident we are that we are right. Polite conversation all too often devolves into arguments over who is right and who is wrong, not the example of the life of Christ. For me, Lent is a season to remember. Remember the life of Christ. Remember his humility. Remember his meekness. Remember his willingness to give of himself for the benefit of others. Remember his sacrifices for us. Remember that it is the meek that shall inherit the earth. Now let us pray. Father God, help us to live as you have shown us. Help us to use the gift you have given us to improve the lives of others. Help us to be humble, to be meek in all of our relationships. Help us to remember that we do not build ourselves up by tearing others down. Help us to remember your greatest commandment, that we love one another, and by that love, everyone will know that we are your disciples. Amen.